Yo, what up? Peace and blessing to the fam. You're rocking with the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we talk about retro sneakers, the news, release dates, and I give you my commentary on all of that. And I am your host, Jared, saying thank you all of you new and returning listeners all across the globe for checking out today's segment on this fine, wonderful Monday evening. Hopefully you guys have had a great start to the week so far. Hopefully you had a great weekend and remainder of last week. That was the last time I came to you guys. And yeah, not much has gone on except the Super Bowl. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and all of the rest of the crew up there in Kansas City, Missouri. Trump, not Kansas, Missouri. Anyways, definitely want to send a shout out to everybody who was celebrating that win. It's been over 50 years for the Chiefs, so it's good to see not only that city, that franchise get a win, but also Andy Reid. I'm a Cowboys fan. We played against Andy Reid's Eagles back in the day, but I've always liked him as a person. Seemed like a good, genuine dude. I don't know him personally, but just seems that way. A lot of other people in the NFL think so too. So it's good to see him win the Super Bowl. But anyways, enough of that. What we're going to be talking about today is going to be one of the most highly anticipated releases of All-Star Weekend, February, Spring 2020. We got an Air Jordan 1 coming in and a very special retro cut. So, of course, you probably already know about it, but I'm going to give you some more details in case you don't know. All of that is coming up next, but first, here's a word of our sponsors.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to StitcherPremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us.
All right, fam, welcome back. And without any further ado, definitely don't want to hold you up too late tonight. But just want to let you guys know, as I stated in the intro, we have a Air Jordan 1 releasing this weekend, February 8th, which is Saturday, for a retail price of 200 buckaroos, which is a lot more than what we're used to playing for Jordan 1s, but I think for good reason. We have the Air Jordan 1 Retro High 85 in a black and red colorway. Some people are calling it a reverse bread. Not exactly a reverse bread, but I'm not mad at you calling it that. So call it whatever you want to call it. But the shoe colorway is varsity red, black, varsity red. The upper is black and red completely. The paneling around the toe area, the laces, the heel, all red. Then the side panel is black. Around the ankle collar is black, toe box is black, and then also the red swoosh. So white midsole, red outsole. If you haven't seen images, check out in the show's description. There will be a link to our release details page where you can get more images of the shoe and how it looks. But anyways, this is going to be the first shoe of 2020, which we got word that there will be doing. They would not, Jordan Brand would be doing this high 85 version of the Air Jordan 1, which kind of is a one-to-one supposedly replica of what the shoe looked like back in 1985 when it first released. So the cut is a little bit higher up on the ankle. I think some of the panels are cut differently as well. Some people say even the swoosh is a bit larger than what we're used to seeing on the regular high OG. So you can expect this shoe to be, you know, crazy as far as resale value. Of course, it's going to be hard to get. One thing to note, 23,000 pairs. That is it. And this is kind of paying homage to, you know, of course, 23, I guess, is great lead up to All-Star Weekend being in Chicago. So Jordan Brand definitely planned out things great. And this shoe is definitely going to be one of the hottest of this February All-Star Weekend type lineup. So not quite exactly All-Star Weekend, but a great lead up to it. And Nike Sneakers is going to have this on their app available. It's already loaded up. So 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific. Do the time conversion for your area. Make sure you are not sleeping, just to throw your hat in the ring. So, of course, it's going to be super hard to get. But, you know, hey, good luck. Hopefully you get a pair if you're after them. Like, to me personally, though, I don't wear a lot of shoes that have a lot of red. So I don't really like the shoe aesthetically, but I like what it is as far as the silhouette. Of course, it paying homage to the OG. I mean, I gotta like it in that regard. So I'll definitely be trying to go after it. It's not one that I don't think I would ever rock, like, period. If I got a pair, they're definitely just show lookers, like, period. Like, I do not like a ton of red on my shoes, but yeah, you know, if you do, no knock to you. That's your style, and I can't knock you for that. So $200, price point a little bit higher than a lot higher than what we're used to seeing on Jordan 1s. You know, even with the price increase going to 170 this year, $200 for an old shoe like that, it's not because it's the quality is going to be great. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit better than what we know, have known or got accustomed to, but not by much. Even early videos and reviews show the shoe being pretty regular. It's just the fact that they have a great story behind it that, you know, warrants the higher price tag. But of course, you can always let me know your thoughts on this shoe. In the show's description, there is a link where you can send me a 60-second or up to a 60-second voice message. Let me know your thoughts on the shoe. Love to hear what you have to say about this Air Jordan 1 High 85. I almost forgot. As far as the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs app, that will be switching over to the Flex app, I think sometime tonight or early in the morning tomorrow. And at that point, I'm sure we'll see if they'll have these loaded up on that as well. If so, still going to be extremely hard to get. Probably only going to be going to go to maybe Chicago location, maybe New York, maybe LA, but definitely Chicago, seeing as how it's basically a Chicago colorway. But so I don't know, man. Good luck. Can't wait to see what the shoe does. Can't wait to see if we'll be able to get it, you know, on through the apps. Because if so, that might be some people's best chance of getting it. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. But anyways, it's been real, guys. Thank you so much for checking out tonight's segment. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Got a lot of new videos up already. And then I got a couple coming up this week. We got the Hyper Grape Air Max 90s. I just got those in from In Clothing. Still haven't released here in the U.S. in men's sizes, so I was fortunate enough to get one through the In Clothing app. And yeah, I just love that shoe. 30th anniversary of the silhouette. And also have an Air Jordan that is getting pushed back a couple months. Able to get my hands on a pair. You probably already know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you. But anyways, just stay tuned to the YouTube channel and don't forget to subscribe. But anyways, thank you so much. Until next time, stay humble and proceed.